welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And to start off the show, we heard Django Reinhardt in the Hot Club of France with Them Their Eyes. That's right. Them Their Eyes. That's going to be our theme this week. Here's Looking at You. And that cut was recorded in Paris on June 14th of 1938. And we got tons of music to get to today. And we'll start today's show off, the first set, with the Fat Man. We're going to hear some Fats Domino. And trust me, folks, I've got eyes for you.
Gentleman and honest, he's so swell. I'm almost frantic. Beautiful eyes, he had such beautiful eyes. He told such beautiful lies. He had me hypnotized, mesmerized. Beautiful eyes. He never seemed to get wise. He called me such pretty things. Then he pawned all my rings. But he had such beautiful eyes. Thank you. evil when your sweetheart proves untrue. They're all deceiving. All the foolish things you did will then come back to you. Your heart is grieving. Beautiful lies. Oh, he had such beautiful lies. I never did realize someday he'd disappear and leave me here. Beautiful lies. He left me so many sighs. And like they say in the Greek, he had plenty of cheek, but he had such beautiful eyes. Beautiful eyes, he left me so many sighs. He was oh, such a good friend. All my money he'd spend, but he had such beautiful eyes.
That was the great Helen Humes, recorded when Helen was just a teenager. Helen was from Louisville, Kentucky, and she was discovered by the two gentlemen that were accompanying her on that track, Weaver and Beasley. That's Sylvester Weaver and Walter Beasley, two great old blues guitar players from the Louisville area. And that was recorded in New York on November 26, 1927 for the OK label. And Helen would go on later in her life to become a very famous jazz singer. And also dabbled in rhythm and blues as well. And she had some big shoes to fill when she replaced Billie Holiday in Count Basie's band. And that was Cross-Eyed Blues. And before that, we heard another great female singer, Miss Una Mae Carlisle, with Beautiful Eyes. And that was recorded in New York on March 10th, 1941 for the Bluebird label. And you might have noticed there were two really pretty solos in there. The first one from Lester Young, making a rare appearance on an Una Mae record on tenor sax, and that was Shad Collins on the trumpet. And before Una Mae, we opened up that first set with Fats Domino with I've Got Eyes for You. And trust me, folks, I got a lot of eyes for you today. And that one was recorded in New Orleans in January 1951 for the Imperial label. And that featured Wendell Ducone on the alto sax, Buddy Higgins on the tenor, and Walter Papoose Nelson, a man who taught many people in New Orleans how to play the guitar, including Dr. John, on guitar. So great. Now we got the first set out of the way. We're going to move on. We're going to switch gears a little bit, as I often do. And we're going to check in. Love this next cut. This is Red Allen with Frank Wakefield and the Kentuckians, recorded in November of 1961 in Nashville. And what a great band this was. Red Allen, one of my favorite bluegrass singers. And Frank Wakefield, certainly one of my favorite mandolin players of all time, really plays that old hardcore style. And this band also had Chubby Wise on fiddle and Don Reno on banjo. And this is from a Starday 45 that they put out that year in 61. And this became Red's signature song. It's called Beautiful Blue Eyes. Hope you enjoy.
Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. I'll never love brown eyes again. Darling, my darling, I love you. I love you with all of my heart. Tomorrow we might have been married, but drinking has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. I'll never love brown eyes again. Barnyard, you stagger, you fell down by the door. The very last words that you uttered, I'll never get drunk anymore. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes. I'll never love brown eyes. Without you, it's just not the same since you've gone. In dreams, your arms, they are about me. It's so hard to face each dawn. Beautiful, beautiful blue eyes.
I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay if you're not there to share each lovely day. And through the years, these moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart.
Shut your eyes, Jethro, and see if you can pick one. You can open them now. Well, that was a hot break, wasn't it? Snuck in an extra chord that time.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart to any other caress. I'll never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay if you're not there to share each lovely day. And through the years, these moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my
the day has ended and everything's been said and done, and the lights across the valleys all go out one by one. I close my eyes, I close my eyes and think of you. I close my heavy eyes, that's all I need to do. Sometimes when I get a moment in the middle of the day, nothing else needs my attention, I take my chance and slip away. I close my eyes, I close my eyes and think of you. I close my weary eyes, and that's all I need to do. I hear the big trucks changing gears as they go rolling by my door. The driver counts his days till he gets home. If I could only count my days, I'd I just don't know what's in store. I've been so long on my own. I know there's a singing river. I've heard about the Golden Shore. But I've passed by all this beauty, and just to be with you once more, I close my eyes and think of you. Close my heavy eyes, and that's all I need to do. I close my weary eyes, and that's where I think of you.
A man sure knows how to write 'em. That was Paul Kelly with I Close My Eyes and Think of You. And that was from Paul's A to Z recordings that he released a couple of years ago, I believe in 2012. About a series of shows that he did where he performed his songs over four nights in alphabetical order. Yeah, it took him four nights to do it. And before Paul, we heard the great Homer and Jethro with I'll Close My Eyes, almost the same title as Paul. And that was recorded in Cincinnati in March of 1947 for the King label. And before Homer and Jethro, we heard Red Allen, Frank Wakefield, and the Kentuckians. It was from November of 1961 with a great song called Beautiful Blue Eyes, with Chubby Wise on the fiddle and Don Reno on the banjo, and with Frank on the mandolin, Red on the guitar and the vocals. So, once again, we're going to switch gears for the next set. But I see, looking at the clock on the wall, we're almost at the halfway mark of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And you know, Freetown Radio comes to you every week as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on KRVS, that's FM, 88.7 on your dial. And we come to you every week at 3, following American Roots, Nick Spitzer's fine program. And our show is also rebroadcast late Wednesday night, early morning, early Thursday morning at 1 a.m. If you're up at that hour and you want some good music, turn us on. And you can also dial us up on the web anywhere in the world that you have an internet connection at krvs.org. So we're going to move along into our next set. I'm going to inject some energy after we just heard them sensitive singer-songwriters. We could get some action. We got Clarence Gatemouth Brown from 1952 up next with Guess What? She Winked Her Eye.
She made a pass at me. She winked her eye and she made a pass at me. this is one you want to see. Cause she denied that wedlock tied her down. Cause she denied that wedlock tied her down. She was acting 16, that's why I played around.
Come back to me, every single cloud would disappear. And I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, hurry, I miss you so. Cause it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Come back to me, the cloud would disappear, and I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, hurry, I miss you so, cause it's raining teardrops from my eyes.
What makes you wanna be that way? You cheated on me and you lied. You put your arms in mine. I found out what they say is true. I hope someday that you'll be blue. And then you'll wonder why I cry with these two drops in my eye. I hung my head in gossip line, for it puts two drops in mine. I found out what they say is true. I hope someday you'll be blue. And then you wonder why I cry with these two drops in mine.
The LeBlanc brothers, otherwise known as the White Brothers, and in this case, the Kentucky Colonels, with Teardrops in My Eyes. Of course, that was Clarence White on the guitar, Roland White on the mandolin. They're originally the LeBlancs from Maine. They're Acadians. Yes, they are. That was recorded sometime live in April of 1967. It was a little bit of a reunion for the Kentucky Colonels because Clarence had already been in the Byrds, the rock band. And he took some time off from that to play with his old band, the Kentucky Colonels. Teardrops in My Eyes. And before that, we heard a song with the same title, different song, Teardrops in My Eyes. That was Billy Jack Wills and his Western Swing Band with the amazing Vance Terry on the steel guitar. And Tiny Moore from Bob Wills' band was also in that band. And that was part of some radio transcription, some live radio that they had done for KFBK in Sacramento, California, sometime between 1952 and 1954. And we start off that set with the great Clarence Gatemouth Brown with She Winked Her Eye. Clarence Gatemouth Brown, his guitar and orchestra, recorded in Houston in 1952 for the Peacock label. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. Our theme this week, if you have not guessed, is Them Their Eyes. We've been visiting a lot of eyes in the show today, and the next set is going to be no exception. Except this time, we're going to find a pair of lying brown eyes. And to start off this next set, we have the Davis Sisters, one of my favorite groups, to kick it off. Lying Brown Eyes.
Lying Brown Eyes, I thought you were true. Lying brown eyes.
protein monster, made a sack of poison sugar, crawling out the bunk to the weeds to die, rolling his eyes.
Say by those signs? While you take my ring, while you try those wiles on me. But nevertheless, you won't say yes. Why must you be a puzzle to me? Why do you smile those smiles? Why do you say those things? Why do you roll those eyes at me?
That's an extremely rare recording from the great Willard Robeson. Really unsung character. What a great songwriter. A few famous songs. Cottage for Sale was probably his most famous song. But unfortunately, you can't find any of his music out there. That was Why Do You Roll Those Eyes from 1926. Just Willard, his voice and a piano. Great little song. And before that, we heard another great songwriter, of which there is none witcher, the great Michael Hurley with Eyes, Eyes. And that was from Michael's Wolfways album that was released in 1994. We started off that set with Lion Brown Eyes. That was the Davis Sisters, recorded in Nashville on March 2nd of 1956 for the RCA label, I believe. And that was Chet Atkins on the guitar and Herb Johnson on the steel, for those of you keeping score at home. So it looks like we're pretty good on time. Looks like we got time for one more set. And I got a few interesting things in this set, the last cut of which is going to be one of my relatives. And trust me, you're going to enjoy it. But we're going to start out with another rare track. This is Jerry and Sky and the Melody Men. This was recorded in New York City in 1945. Jerry and Sky were Gerald Holworth, who's a great vocalist, a yodeler, guitar player, and Shiler Snow, who they just called Sky, on the vocal and the guitar. So without further ado, on our little eye adventure, we're going to hear from Jerry and Sky with Sparkling Brown Eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
folks, it looks like we've come to the end of another Freetown Radio. And that was quite a cut we heard. That was my grandfather's first cousin, Dave Apollon. Considered the first of the New World mandolin players. He was the first recognized virtuoso on the instrument and played a number of different styles. And that was the old folk tune, Dark Eyes. Recorded in 1941. It was Dave and his mandolin, accompanied by Laverne Gustafson on the piano. And before my cousin Dave, we heard the Dixon Brothers, the great brother group from back in the 30s with Dark Eyes, same title, different song. That was recorded in Charlotte on October 13th in 1936 for the Bluebird label. And the Dixon Brothers were Dorsey and Howard. Dorsey on the guitar, Howard played the slide guitar. They both sang. We start off that set with a very rare cut from Jerry and Skye and the Melody Men, recorded in New York City in 1945 with Sparkling Brown Eyes. So I want to thank everybody for listening to Freetown Radio this week. I hope you had fun. We're gearing up for Mardi Gras down here. Who knows what will happen next week when all hell breaks loose. But we'll see. But I want everybody to be safe. And just be careful. Be nice to your fellow Mardi Gras. We don't want any nastiness out there. Be nice is my motto. So we're going to go out with a little interesting track. We're going to have Charles Mingus doing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling to send us out. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday at 3.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.